Pleasure in Your Hands and the 64-Day Waking Up Your Hands Challenge. This is the key process on which the entire somatic consent engagement system is based on. It's extremely simple, and the hardest part is actually taking it seriously enough to do it. This process changes the way you experience your hands, which means how your hands feel to you, and that's what changes the whole experience of touch, relationship, and life itself. The big questions are, what could happen if you let your hands feel good for no reason whatsoever? Is it even possible to do that? Can you remember how to do that? Is it even okay to do that? And what does it take for you to let that happen? Your hands have more nerve endings per area size than anywhere else on your entire body, other than your mouth and your genitals. They have a huge number of nerve fibers and therefore a huge number of brain cells dedicated to taking information in, so that means your hands are capable. They not only have a high degree on specificity and noticing, but they are capable of a very astounding degree of pleasure as well. Most of us have just forgotten how to really feel, but if your nervous system is intact, you still have the capacity. Most people usually notice very little about the input coming in through their hands. When you're using your hands, it's usually because you want to do something. You pick up an object because you're going to do something with it or to it. Or you're doing something with it to another person. And so you're most likely thinking about what's going out of your hands, what it's for, and how to use it. Usually when we touch someone, we are thinking about what's their experience of it. We want to make them feel good. We contemplate what we can do that's right for them. Therefore, we are thinking about what's going out of our hands. In the 64-Day Waking Up the Hands Challenge, we will experiment with noticing. Can you notice what's coming in through your hands? Can you notice the inflow of sensations? You will experiment with taking in information from your nerve endings and turning into pleasure when you do so. And you will see what happens as a result. One fact about the hands is that they love to feel things. So we are just going to let them. And that's how it works. The practice. The first step is to make yourself comfortable. It's best to lean back because when you lean forward, you engage your trunk muscles, which distracts your brain from being able to notice inflow of sensations. So sit down and lean back against a chair, a sofa, a wall, or whatever you want to lean on. It helps to put a pillow in your lap that you can rest your arms and hands on it. Now pick up an object, any object. It doesn't matter what it is. Just pick it up and bring it to your lap. The first thing that happens is automatic. You will notice you name it. Okay, it's a shell. Okay, I got it. Next, use your hands to notice every detail you can about the object. Notice the shape of it, the texture, where it's rough, smooth, where it has sharp edges and round places. Just tune into whatever you feel with the object. You will most likely notice that your mind will wander. That's not a problem. That's part of its job. When that happens, just gently bring your awareness back to your hands again and again. You choose to bring all of your attention right here, right there, right now into your hands. This can take quite some bit of practice. One very important thing you might notice is the slower you move your hands, the more you can feel. So move your hands very, very slowly. You may also notice that it's easier to see what your hands are doing than just to feel what they're doing. If you want to, look at your hands to see what they are doing. Then slow the speed of movement down by half and be aware of the difference in what you notice. So these are the first two steps. Lean back, pick up an object, and notice that you name it automatically. Then use your hands to notice all the details you can. Stay there for a while. The next step will happen automatically. You will begin to notice that it's pleasurable. You might find yourself thinking, oh, that feels kind of good when I move my fingers over this little place here. And I encourage you to bring all of your attention to stay in any place that feels pleasant. You will notice that the pleasurable feeling increases, and you might even be surprised at the amount of pleasure your hands are capable of. That actually has nothing to do with anything. There's no one here to give or to please, just you and your skin. The next thing that will happen, which can take anywhere from a few minutes to quite some time, is a kind of a click when your physiology shifts. You will feel yourself setting into a different state as your brain waves and breathing rate slows down, your muscle tone softens, and your blood chemistry changes. Sometimes there will be an emotional response, meaning feelings may arise that you were probably not expecting. These can be both surprising and relieving, and diverse in their range and intensity. You might find yourself astonished at how good it feels. It can also be a little confronting to really tune in and feel at this depth. You might find yourself thinking, "What's going on here? That's kind of strange." The range of emotions that emerge and their intensity vary from person to person. Sadness is common, as it's self-doubt, shame, guilt, anger, or boredom. This is all natural. They aren't new emotions, just ones that have been released through tuning in. Their release can bring a real sense of relief, expansion, and elation. To review the steps, first, lean back and relax your shoulders. Second, bring your hands and the object to your lap. Third, let your hands explore and experiment. Fourth, let your hand notice everything they can notice. This will shift at some point to recognition that it is pleasant and quite possible deeply pleasurable. Fifth, your physiology will change as your brainwave slows down. Sixth, when this happens, you will sort of settle into feeling and being, as the outside world of distraction fades. Seventh, the sensation you feel will fill up your entire awareness. Sometimes an emotional response will occur. And then just stay there as long as you like and experiment with different objects if you prefer to. Different objects with different textures will, of course, bring completely different sensations. Notice the difference in how it affects you, and it really doesn't matter what the object is. It can be a piece of plastic like a remote control with those wonderful little round bumpy things on it. It could have a rough texture on the back. No matter what the object is, smooth or soft, rough or uneven, what matters is that you bring your attention to your hands and just allow your hands to find what is pleasurable. What can prevent this sort of shift from happening? There are many reasons that can make it difficult to find the drop-in state. In over 1,000 people I've led through this process, most play, explore, fiddle around and notice the inflow within a few minutes. Many need 10 to 30 minutes or even have to practice each day for a few weeks before finding it. This may seem a ridiculous long time, but the point isn't how long it takes. The point is that you give it the time it takes because it is definitely possible and it will change everything. The main reasons you might find it difficult are if you're doing anything with your body that feels like an effort or prompts a nervous system response of effort. Or even if you're holding your hands up in the air instead of allowing them to rest and relax in your lap. If you're leaning forward or haven't quite settled back, your nervous system acts as if you're working and won't let you find the pleasure response. If you're moving your hands too fast, instead move your hands very slowly. Engaging a lot of muscle movements will effectively drown out the tactile data that's coming in. That's because your brain isn't used to do both of those at the same time yet. The part of your brain that controls your hand muscle movements is different from the noticing part, which takes in the information from your hands. That's why it makes a difference when you slow down. Sometimes that drawing out is so strong that you might even have to stop and use your other hand to hold the object while caressing, scraping, poking, tickling, or whatever feels good. Explore till it lands in your nervous system. If it's emotionally challenging to experience that much sensations and that much pleasure, know that whatever comes up for you is just fine. Keep on coming back, even for a few minutes at the time, playing with it until you begin to trust your body's ability to sink in. Then let the world just fall away and feel what feels good. Let it become a meditation. Whenever it's easy or it takes a long time, I encourage you to keep doing it until it feels completely natural and you can sort of fall into without having to remind yourself. Practice until your attention goes very naturally to your hands. Most of us have to practice bringing our attention back from focusing on our mind to focusing on our skin. That's the first and most important experience of the entire somatic consent engagement system. It is about noticing what is coming in via your hands, while you choose an action for your hands to do instead of trying to think about what your hands are doing for others. It is about opening up the inflow and discovering that your hands are a source of pleasure to you and not just tools to accomplish things with. That little neurological switch is going to make all the difference to your world. I hope you enjoy playing with it as much as I do and the many others I have been guiding into this life-changing process.